Hello, everybody. So, I did record a journal yesterday, but I didn't wasn't able to upload it. Got busy with other things. So today I was thinking about a place I used to work at and some of the things they did. It's kind of interesting. So I was, I worked there for 3 months, 4 months, and they had some over-the-road trucks, and then they had some trucks with like for construction trucks, and so I went and worked for them for a while, and they seemed all right when I first went to work with them. And we used to have a run down to a town that's probably 11 hours away. And you go down there and unload the next morning, and then go over to another place and load up. And it took about half a day to get all this done, and then you would head back. And you'd be headed back at like, I don't know, 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, headed all the way back up north at 11 hours. And get back up to where their offices are at like 3 o'clock in the morning or so, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning maybe, because you had to go over to this warehouse where you're delivered to and drop the trailer off, and then you'd get back to the yard and they would unload the trailer the next day. But yeah, so it was interesting place to work for. But in the winter time they had a construction job, and they were filling in a big hole and driving across town, basically. You'd load on one side of the town, then you would drive all the way across to the other side of town. It was actually another town that you would have to go into to unload, or we were unloading, and we would unload over there and then go back. My boss wanted me to get 8 loads a day out of this place, and if you were lucky you could only get 6. So he had his sights set high for this place. It was really quite annoying. They had a turnaround inside of their job site where you'd have to dump and then you'd turn around, go back the other way because they were building a bridge. So you dump on one side of the bridge. The bridge wasn't there yet. And so you pull in and you dump on one side, and then you would turn around and go back out the same way. But they never had enough room to get turned around without jackknifing one of your trailers into the other. And so guy I worked for had these old piece of junk trailers. Normal people put the air lines and the electrical lines up through the tongue, up through the center. Well, this trailer, you couldn't do that. You had to go on the outside of the tongue to go up there. So when you jackknifed, and if that metal hit the other side of the trailer, didn't do any damage to the other trailer, but you would break an airline. And I think I broke an airline 2 or 3 times, and my boss would come out and yelling and screaming at me, you know. It was a small company. He only had like 10, maybe 15 trucks is all. But he'd come out there yelling at me, saying all this stuff, you know, mad as heck at me, saying how much money he's lost because because that broke the airline, and it's like, well, there's nowhere to turn around in there, and you don't really have the right trailer set up to do this stuff anyways, really. But he'd get all mad at me, and so he found out that he wasn't making as much money on that, so he dropped my pay down like $3 from what I would be normally getting paid. I was like, gee, thanks, buddy. You know? Wasn't making much working for you anyway, and then you freaking take a pay cut off of this crap. That was really frustrating. And, so took a pay cut for that, and, if you hauled salt, we used to haul salt every once in a while to stores in the area when it would snow, you know, so they could sell the salt. Well, you'd go to like Costco or Sam's Club, and they'd make you wait like 3 or 4 hours, sit there and wait. Well, the guy would only pay you like $12 an hour, not even that, to go and deliver this stuff. You know, it was like way cheap. He wouldn't pay very much to go and deliver this stuff. And then if you had to sit and wait for the people to unload you, well, that was on your time. He wouldn't pay you to sit there and wait for them to unload you. It was like, but I'm going local, you should pay me as a local driver. You should pay me by the hour, because I'm hauling locally. But he was kind of a jerk. Anyways, so I worked there 3 or 4 months, and had all these problems with him. He had one good run, and that was the run 11 hours away to the south. And I would get loaded up there. That paid okay. You know, I would only do one run a week, so it wasn't enough to feed my family or anything, but it paid okay in that one run. If I got like 2 or 3 of those runs a week, it'd probably be able to sustain me, you know, and my family. But how this guy was, he would only give me one run a week. And I would sit around most of the rest of the week unless he had some construction or haul salt. So it's kind of goofy. And then he had a run up to the north that was probably like 15 hours. He'd run up to the north, but I never did that one. One time I met another driver up probably 10 hours away, and we switched trailers, and he went and delivered the load. But apparently I talked to one of those guys that hauled up there, and he said you had to hand unload yourself when you got up there. I'm like, well, you ain't paying me enough to do that crap. So, and you're not going to pay me, you know, he would, once your truck stopped, he wouldn't pay you anymore. So while you're sitting there trying to unload yourself, he's not going to pay you. It's pretty annoying. That's how he was. So I quit there. Was going to go work for another company, but it was a construction company, and they told me, we went and did like the MSHA classes and stuff, and we got all the training done, and then nothing happened. We didn't go to work. And so I basically quit the one company where I was going a little bit over the road, and went and worked for this other company that didn't have any work for me. So that wasn't no good. But anyways, I never got a paycheck when I left the other company. I left the first company. They never sent me a paycheck. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? So I called them one day when I was feeling a little gutsy. I called them up and said, where's my paycheck? You know? And the guy says, oh, you're going to have to come here and give us your keys and all this stuff, and then we'll pay you. it was like, okay, whatever. So I went in and sat in the office, sat there for quite some time, and while they were making up a paycheck, and got the paycheck, and it was a bunch more money than I was gonna get. And I think what happened was I come back to get my money, and I think they thought I was gonna sue them, because they added all the money, the $3 back for every hour I worked and all this crap. They added it back on when I left. It was like, you know, if you would have just treated me right while I was here, I would have stayed, you know, but you treated me like crap, so, and you wouldn't pay me, and you wouldn't pay me for this and that, you know, so I had to quit. So, that was how that worked out, but, so the winter before, it was like the fall and the winter before I went to work for these guys, I was working for a really tiny company. The guy had like two trucks, you know. Really, maybe he had three trucks. And I went and ran one truck, and he didn't have much work. We were digging out a pond for a golf course, is all we were doing. And so I was driving one truck, and then they had two other guys working. One of them was his relative driving the other truck, and then another guy was a hired guy like me. And so we were working, and we had to haul out of this golf course and go south onto another road, and then we would get onto like a big highway that had like a 4-lane highway, and we would drive that for a couple miles, and then we would turn off of that, but we'd turn left off of that road off of the main highway. Well, one of the drivers that was driving one of the other trucks turned in front of a UPS truck that was coming the other way doing like 65, you know, and it destroyed that truck. It was like a 1966 Peterbilt that the guy had, and that UPS truck just demolished. It tore the engine right out of the truck, and everything was laying over there on the ground, and it just demolished that truck. But it, unfortunately, it killed the UPS driver, and it was a bad crash, you know. And so I come into work the next day, and the guy's like, "You might as well just go home. We're gonna have to deal with all this insurance stuff." They drug tested the driver that was working with us, and the drug test came back that he was like had a DUI, and it was like he wasn't acting like he was drunk when he was working there. So this went on for like 6 months after the crash, or a year after the crash, this debacle, that he didn't seem like he was drunk or anything, you know. When I was working with him, he didn't, you know, he's a nice guy. And unfortunately, he was in this crash, and he lived, but the UPS driver died, you know. So there was this big debacle. Well, come to find out, the place that had drug tested him had screwed up on the drug test and swapped around somebody's vial with his vial. And because when you go take a drug test, you urinate into a little vial and a little cup, and then you pour it in some vials. Well, they had swapped it around with somebody that was actually drunk and taking that, had alcohol in his system. And there was a big old lawsuit over that. Well, anyways, after I had worked for this little company, I went to work for the company that did a little bit of overroad and a little bit of the construction, where they shorted me a bunch of money. Well, when I went in for the interview, I went in and sat in the guy's office. And they only had like a single wide trailer was where their office was. And that's all they had for an office. This is how small this little company was. And like a one bay shop, you know, little tiny place. I went into his office, and sitting in his office, there was a newspaper of a couple months prior, with the front of that newspaper was the crash, a picture of that crash. And I didn't say a word. I didn't say that I worked for that company. I didn't, because I wanted the job at the time, you know. But it was just kind of interesting how that whole place, working there and everything, I mean, it made us some money for a while. We were able to survive through the winter and a little bit into the spring, but it's just like, really? But yeah, so gotta love it. Sometimes you just, it's just like, well, that'll be something to talk about, you know, for sure. And oh, and one thing I was gonna tell you was, they thought that driving with your interaxial diff lock, they thought if you drove around with that in engaged, that that was like gonna heat up the rear ends, the differentials, is gonna heat them up. And heat up the oil in there, and then it was going to ruin the seals if you drove like that, you know. Well, I was up on top of a mountain by, like, I don't know, a couple hours away from where the yard was, coming back from one of those 11-hour drives, you know. I was up on top of the mountain, and it was snowing up there. So when it snowed, it was a little slick, you know. And I was pulling the grade, so I looked in the differential lock. Well, it didn't have like a light on the dash that tells you that it was locked in, you know. So I just had it locked in, and I drove all the way back to the yard and come in the next day, and they're like, when did you turn on the differential lock? I told them where I was up on that mountain. Oh, you're gonna ruin that truck. You're gonna tear out the seals and that and those differentials. And it's like, I kind of doubt it. People that drive on muddy roads, you know, they're driving with that diff lock in all the time. But you can do it at any speed. It doesn't matter. They thought for sure I was gonna ruin their truck. And it was like anything and everything you did, they were hounding you about it. If you parked a trailer in the yard that was a little crooked, they'd be like, oh, you need to go back out there and fix that trailer. It's way too crooked. And it was like off like 2 inches, you know. I'm like, really? Whatever. They were interesting. It was the guy and his son that ran the company. And they're just goofballs. They were just goofballs. And if they were nicer, if they took care of me, I probably would have stayed there, you know, because I would have liked to stay in an environment where it was kind of a mom and pop place, or, you know, give you bonuses every Christmas and stuff like that. Whereas a lot of places won't do that, won't take care of the drivers. First trucking company I ever worked for to give you a nice bonus at Christmas, and I liked that. I mean, they didn't pay all that well, but they gave me a nice like bonus at Christmas time, so that was nice. Just thinking about working at that place, you know. Kind of interesting place that I worked at for a while. And one time I went in the office and he's like, oh, you've worked here 3 months, you can have insurance. And I had heard from the other guys that the insurance wasn't very good, and I'm like, oh, whoopee. He's like, most people don't work here that long. And it's like, Well, I can see why now. I can kind of see why. Some goofy people you worked for, you know? It's kind of interesting. So, this one will probably be a little short today, but it's just something I was thinking about earlier this morning, thinking about kind of the debacle of working there. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later. Bye.